It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Recreation programs and library services were impacted last year due to COVID-19, but there have been some recent changes on that front. We're going to get caught up on everything today. We're joined by the Library and Recreation Manager for Tuolumne County. Eric Aiken is joining us in studio. Mr. Aiken, thank you for coming in today.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
So first off, can you kind of get us up to speed on library services and kind of the state of libraries right now in Tuolumne County?
Yeah, so we are have been in the process, you know, once COVID happened, the libraries were essentially shut down, and we have slowly, over the course of time, as the guidelines for COVID have changed, have slowly been trying to increase and add services. You know, starting with, we had curbside service where the library branches were closed, but yet people could still come and get books. We would meet them out in the parking lot. We have since moved to, we are now, the branches are open. We are allowed, the public is allowed to enter the libraries and utilize the services there. Unfortunately though, due to some of the COVID restrictions, we're not able to do some of the programming we typically do at the library right now. But we have, the Sonora Library is currently open right now, Mondays through Fridays, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. We also have the Groveland branch is open Tuesdays through Thursdays from 12 to 6 and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 2. We also have the Twain Hart Library branch is open again Tuesdays through Thursdays from 2 to 6 and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 2. And the Tuolumne Library branch is open Tuesdays through Thursdays 2 to 6 and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 2. At this point, the bookmobile is not open. That was one of the budget cuts that we underwent this last go around, and it has not returned yet. We do not have the staffing to operate the bookmobile at this point. It is something that we're hoping to get back, but you know, that's more of a staffing issue that we need to work out. So we are starting to slowly bring back programs to the libraries. We're very excited. On Thursday on May 20th, we actually started our first children's story time program back. We're actually doing that outside at the library, out on the grass, just for COVID, reasons. It's easier to kind of space out outside, and the restrictions aren't as tight outside as they are indoors. So we've had a great turnout. Those are every Thursday from 10:30 to 11 a.m. We have those at the Sonora Main Branch Library, and we're super excited to have the little kiddos back and seeing how excited they are to be back and having story time again. We are in the process right now of starting up our summer reading program, which we're looking to bring back this summer, which will be offered at all of the branches. That program will begin on Tuesday, June 15th. And at that point, all the kids in our community can sign up for that program at whatever local branch they happen to attend, whether it's Sonora, Tuolumne, Twain Hart, or Groveland. They'll all be offering pretty much the same program. And the way that works is we'll have the kickoff celebration on the 15th. And during that celebration, we'll have Marianne Kermie will be there to be the story reader for that day. There'll be lots of crafts and games, and that will begin at 10:30 and go till noon at the Sonora Main Branch Library. This program it meets weekly, where we meet with the kids at the library from 2:30 to 3:30. The Tuolumne branch will be on Tuesdays. Twain Hart and Groveland will be on Wednesdays, and Sonora will be on Thursdays. And it's an opportunity for the kids to kind of come in. There will be some crafts and games and activities. Some of the programs will include great artists. We're going to also have Jen Fletcher with Color for Fun. We'll have lots of parties and activities and things throughout the summer just to encourage kids to get in and reading. It's really important, we feel, at the library to keep kids reading so they don't have that summer slide and move backwards in their reading skills. We want them to maintain or move forward. So we really try and encourage families and kids to participate in this program.
I know my kids have taken part in the summer reading program in the past and been excited about that. Was it a complete no-go last year because of COVID? Did you have to postpone it?
Yeah, essentially our library staff was furloughed, so the library was essentially closed. We didn't have any staff back until mid-July, and just with COVID, we weren't allowed to, you know, to do any programming like that. So I know there was a lot of families that were really disappointed not to have it, as well as staff that were really disappointed not to provide it. So we're really excited that it's coming back this summer.
You mentioned early on the curbside service. That was initially what the library did, and then kind of a gradual reopening. What did you notice when it comes to attendance? Was curbside popular, or when it first reopened, was it pretty popular?
It was, and I think a lot of that was we had been completely closed to everything for so it was March through about July, there was literally no library service whatsoever. So there was a lot of people that were, obviously they wanted to come into the library and browse and look themselves, but just having that service and being able to get those books and materials, they were very excited about. And our attendance has been slowly climbing. You know, we're averaging almost close to 6,500 people a month at Sonora. You know, the other branches, Tuolumne and Twainhart, just recently opened, so we don't have good statistics on that, but it has been well attended, and the community is just so grateful that we're back providing those services again.
You know, what would you say is kind of the main role that the library plays locally here in the community?
You know, I think library has kind of that stigmatism that all we do is check out books, and, you know, yes, that is a large part of what we do, but you know, we provide a lot of services. We provide adult literacy. We've got an adult literacy program that we're working on right now to work with, you know, those in our community that need help with that. We do a lot of tutoring. We help with taxes. We're, during the summer and winter months, we're a heating and warming center for people to come and kind of relax and, you know, whether it's depending on what time of year, either cool down or warm up. You know, we do a lot more than just check out books. You know, we mentor kids. We do a lot of tutoring. We help people get their GEDs. There's a lot more to it than I think what people realize when they think of a traditional library. I'd say in a lot of respects, we're more like a community center than we are a library. It's a gathering place for people to come and socialize and, you know, see their friends and catch up on, you know, things that are going on around town, on top of coming to get the books and materials and those types of things.
Before we move on to talking about recreation services during the next segment, anything else about libraries that you'd like to bring up?
One of the other programs I didn't get to mention that we're really excited about is we're going to be doing the Pause to Read. And this is for children that are either struggling with reading or just learning to read better. It's a program where they come and read to an animal. So we have some local volunteers that have pets that do this. And, you know, the kids light up when, you know, it's a lot easier to read to an animal sometimes than to an adult. So that's something that we're really excited to bring back. That will be starting on June 22nd as well. So, but I'd say the biggest thing is we're just so happy to be back offering services to the community and slowly expanding back to more of a traditional normal schedule that what people are usually accustomed to.
If people want to reserve books, can they still do it online ahead of time?
Yeah, so we do still have our ebook program. You can go to our website and get that. There's also downloadable audio books that they can get from there. I know that was something that was utilized heavily during COVID, was that was still one way for people to get materials is they could log on to our website and check out ebooks or download audiobooks and those types of things as well.
So when you download audiobooks, is there like a limited number of people who can do it at a time?
It depends on the book, but typically there's a maximum number that you can check out at a time, and that's just so that, you know, everybody kind of gets their turn and their opportunity with those.
Need to take a quick break. We're talking with Eric Aiken, who is the Library and Recreation Manager for Tuolumne County, on this weekend's Motherlode Views. During this first segment, we're getting an update on library happenings as they are now reopening in Tuolumne County following COVID-19. During the next segment, we're going to talk a lot about recreation programs in the county and what the plan is looking like moving forward. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment is coming up in just a minute.